Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. Today, we have Justin Champagne, who's a candidate for Reno Municipal Court Judge Department 3, next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The next time there's a crisis, at school or in your neighborhood, who do you trust to protect your family? Who do you want answering the phone? A corrupt politician looking for headlines? Or a tested leader?
This is Joe.
You knew the answer. Joe Lombardo has served with honor and integrity. And unlike our current governor, he'll put service before self, just like he always has.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shadd, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shadd.
And welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson sitting in for Sam Shadd. With me today is Justin Champagne, who is a candidate for Reno Municipal Court Judge, Department 3. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So one of the things that, and the reason I want to have Justin on is that we don't think about the judicial races, or if we do think about it, even really well-informed people don't understand what they're voting for, or how we're used to kind of a partisan tribal tradition, and that informs our choices, but we don't have that for judges, and it doesn't really apply to judicial races. So the first question I have for you is just tell us about Reno Municipal Court, and where does it sit in relation to other courts? Obviously you're not deciding major issues like the Supreme Court. People kind of think of it as a smaller thing, but it really makes a big difference in the community. So tell us about where it sits.
Well, thanks, Orrin. Yeah, it is a court of limited jurisdiction, what they call it. And what we deal with in Reno Municipal Court is all of the criminal misdemeanors that happen within the city of Reno. So we deal with everything from speeding tickets up to more serious crimes like domestic batteries, DUIs, harassments, and stalkings. What we do not deal with, as you said, is things like rapes and robberies and murders. Those go into the justice court and then go into the district court. But what's great about the municipal court is it is basically the people's court. It's the court that the average citizen is most likely to come into because they've received some sort of ticket, or they've been the victim of a trespassing or a destruction of property, something along those lines. So it is, I sort of consider it to be the people's court for the city of Reno.
Is it all criminal? Is there any civil matters that come before the municipal court?
No, it's all criminal. We don't deal with anything like landlord-tenant or with small claims court. That's all dealt with in the justice court.
Got it. So tell us about yourself then. What qualifies you in particular to be a judge in the people's court, as you call it?
Well, I've been a lawyer here for nearly 25 years in the Reno area. I went to law school at the University of Utah. I was a University of Nevada graduate in journalism. After I got out of law school, I clerked for a judge at the district court level and then went and got a job at the Washoe County Public Defender's Office. I worked at the Public Defender's Office for 15 years. After that, I needed a change of pace, and so I became a prosecutor at the Reno City Attorney's Office.
In the Reno, and just to be clear, the Reno City Attorney's Office, that's who prosecutes cases in Reno Municipal Court.
Exactly. They are the prosecuting agency for the Reno Municipal Court.
Got it. So how long were you at the City Attorney's Office?
I was at the City Attorney's Office for 3 years. And after that, I decided to try my hand at in private practice. Did private practice for a few years. But the great thing while I was doing private practice was I had put my name on a list for pro tem judging. And what a pro tem judge is basically a substitute judge fills in for judges when they're on vacation or sick or at conferences and things like that. So starting in 2020, I was able to sit in as a pro tem judge. I sat in for each of the judges. There are four judges in the Reno Municipal Court. I sat in for each of them multiple times. And at this point, I am sitting in Department 3 on a semi-permanent basis. I'm able to handle all types of dockets in the Reno Municipal Court and in Department 3. And more exciting than that, I get to handle the specialty court, which I think we'll talk about that later on in this interview.
We are definitely going to be talking about specialty courts a little bit later on. I want to talk about one of the things that I think a lot of people and a lot of judicial candidates and frankly, I think a lot of judges don't fully appreciate, and that's the administrative aspect of it. As a judge, you're sort of in charge of the care and feeding of a bunch of court employees, of the building itself, all that sort of thing. You've got three co-bosses if you become one of the four Reno Municipal Court judges. What, if any, administrative experience, just running an organization, that sort of thing, do you bring to the table?
Well, I did run my own office to a point when I was in private practice, but back in the day, one of my first jobs was I worked for the City of Reno Parks and Rec Department, and I worked in the swimming pools, and I managed the swimming pools for the City of Reno. And I ran a staff of up to 25 teenagers. And so I think that if I can run a staff of teenagers and I can schedule them and get them to come to work, I can do a staff of professionals that actually want to be there. And being able to be a pro tem on a semi-permanent basis, I've been able to work closely with the staff in Department 3, the judicial assistant and the clerk, and have gotten to know and work with some of the administrative staff in the Reno Municipal Court.
What do you mean on a semi-permanent basis? Are you there more or less full-time? Or are you?
I am. So the judge that was in there previously retired, and so I am the permanent, I'm the judge there every Tuesday and Wednesday, some Mondays and Thursdays. We have spread the wealth, so to speak, with other lawyers in the community who want to fill in as a pro tem, but especially because I'm going to be responsible for the specialty court, which happens every Wednesday afternoon. I've been placed in there in the middle of the week. So there is some continuity for the department.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the challenges that are faced in Reno Municipal Court, especially over the last couple of years, and we'll be right back.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
It's the $250,000 Progressive windfall of cash at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly Progressives could accumulate up to $35,000 in cash and $20,000 in guaranteed grand prize giveaways. It's the $250,000 Progressive windfall of cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
For
decades, Nevadans have made clear they support the right to an abortion. But Adam Laxalt has made a career trying to change that. As Attorney General, Laxalt made it a priority to ban abortion, pursuing numerous legal efforts to restrict access to reproductive rights. And now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, Laxalt says we have to work on making Nevada a pro-life state. Adam Laxalt, he's coming after our personal freedoms here in Nevada. SMP is responsible for the country.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Your good times at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. With me, if you're just joining us, is Justin Champagne, who's a candidate for Reno Municipal Court Judge, Department 3. So I want to talk about some of the challenges that the courts have faced, especially in the last couple of years. And one of the things that has frustrated me, and I've been an advocate against, are the a lot of the shutdowns that shut down our courts and really restricted access to justice, both for criminal defendants and for victims of crime, both of whom deserve their day in court in much more timely fashion. And quite frankly, Reno Municipal Court, I think, was one of the worst offenders. They were the kind of most shut down of any of the courts that I practice in Northern Nevada. And I think that the effect was very negative and very felt. And I think we're still feeling it, and I think you would agree with that. How do we make sure that we don't do that again? That we're making sure that this critical access to justice does not essentially disappear from people for a year, year and a half at a time?
Well, I think that COVID was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it certainly was a novel experience for everybody in the court system. And I think more importantly, it was a learning experience. I think we saw it in all aspects of society, where one day everybody was working and the next day everything was shut down and nobody knew what the next step was. It was a long, slow process to figure out exactly how to safely open up the courts. And I believe that the court administration felt the importance of being able to reopen the courts as quickly as possible, but to open them in a safe manner. The problem is that you're gathering a lot of people together, and they didn't want it to be a spreader event if you were to open up too early.
No, and that's all true, but I want to challenge you on this, because this is something that I was very frustrated by. There were some courts that opened up. Lyon County has started having jury trials as early as June of 2020 and kind of never looked back. Reno Justice Court was open much sooner. The district court was not. There was a lot of disparity in which courts were opening, and I don't think there's any data that suggests that the courts that stayed closed longer were doing any good at that point. What lessons do we take from the mistakes that were made, and how do we make sure that we don't kind of, because I don't necessarily trust that it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and so this is one of the things I fear, and I think it did a lot of damage. And so how do we, going forward, the next time something happens and the inclination is to shut down, how do we resist that? How do we protect people's rights, even though there may be some risk involved?
Well, I think that what we do is that we do have a little bit of a higher risk tolerance than we did. I think that there was, in many instances, there was maybe a movement too much towards the safety aspect. I think that what we've learned is that technology can really be used for many, many instances. I'm not in favor of trying to do things like criminal trials or especially jury trials over Zoom, but we have found that Zoom is a really good tool, and online appearances are a really good tool to be able to dispose of many of the smaller tasks, entries of plea, status hearings with defendants and things like that. So I would hope that with a combination of good technology, with an understanding of what we went through last time, And again, as I said, maybe a little bit of a higher level of risk tolerance that we'll be able to serve the community in a quicker manner than we did the first time we went through this.
Now, that's fair. So one of the other challenges that we're dealing with all over the country is that crime rates are increasing in the Truckee Meadows. Obviously, our population is increasing, and so we have a lot more people, and that just brings with it more crime, and that's all the rest of the stuff. And then those shutdowns pushed a lot of cases and kind of built up a little bit of a bubble moving forward. Have you seen the volume increase in the last couple of years as you've kind of been pro teming on the bench and practicing law?
There does seem to be an increase in the volume. I don't have any statistical numbers here for you.
I'm not holding you to any.
Being a pro tem, I'm not deep into all the administration at this point. But it does seem to be that we're very busy every day when I'm in pro temming. We have a morning docket and we have an afternoon docket that we deal with our regular trial dockets. And we have sometimes up to 10 or 12 cases in a morning docket, and the same goes for an afternoon docket.
So how do you balance that? One of the criticisms and one of the frustrations I have as a criminal defense attorney myself is when you see a system that looks like it's a conveyor belt, it's a bureaucracy rather than something focused on individuals in a justice system. How do we protect the rights of defendants, protect the rights of victims of crime with that type of volume? What types of things can we do to make that better?
Well, what I've seen is what we need to do is to use our time wisely. What we need to do is as a court, as a judge, and as a staff, we need to be willing to work beyond the regular 9 to 5 hours. If we have a trial that starts in the morning, then I know that I am and the staff that I work with is willing to work through the lunch hour. We've had many instances where we have worked well beyond 5 o'clock if we're in the middle of a trial, rather than saying, hey, let's stop it for the night and we'll come back tomorrow morning. We will try and complete as much as we can that evening. And I know that what we've done and we've instituted is we do now have Saturday morning hearings where we deal with bail hearings for inmates up at the jail, people that have been arrested late in the week, rather than have them wait until Monday morning for a bail determination in front of a judge. We do have Saturday hearings now so that these defendants are seeing a judge in a much quicker manner. They're getting an individualized determination on their bail. And for me, what it is it is remembering that even though we do have a high volume, everybody who comes before me, their case is the most important case to them. And so you treat each person that comes before you with respect. You give them the time that they need to ask questions and to make sure that they understand what's happening with them.
All right. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other programs in Reno Municipal Court that may also address some of those questions.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. With me, if you're just joining us, is Justin Champagne, who's a candidate for Reno Municipal Court Judge, Department 3. So we talked, kind of alluded earlier to some of the specialty court programs that we have in lots of courts around Northern Nevada, but I know Reno Municipal Court has really expanded some of these in the last several years. So first of all, tell us, what is a specialty court? What do we mean by that phrase?
So a specialty court is, if your viewers are familiar with a drug court, basically that is a specialty court. And what it is...
Assume they're not, so tell us about that.
That's where I'm going back. It's a program where we take a defendant and we put them on a very serious probation that has very strict rules and regulations. And what it is that it's a treatment-based process through the probationary department. What we do... is that we have the defendants and we engage them in therapy, whether they need help with mental health problems, whether they need help with substance abuse issues. We engage them in therapy. We have contractors that work with the court in substance abuse and in mental health treatment, in psychologists that work in evaluations. And we have the people go to their therapy. We have marshals that supervise them, that make sure that they're living in a safe environment. They have the ability to search their homes and to search them to make sure that they're not involved in drug use or in other criminal activity. We drug test them on a frequent and random basis to try and ensure their sobriety. And the plan is, and the hope is, and what the science and experience has shown is that if somebody's able to successfully complete a program, which is a minimum of a year in the Reno Municipal Court, a maximum typically of a year and a half. If they're able to successfully complete the treatment and they're able to gain a foothold in sobriety, that they can really turn their lives around. They can repair their family relationships. They can become a good and reliable employee. They can become a good citizen again of the city of Reno and become a productive member of society.
So I think most fair-minded people are especially for kind of lower-level crimes like that, they want people to get sober, they want people to be treated. We don't want to just put people in jail willy-nilly if we need to. But crime rates are increasing. People are rightfully concerned about that. What's the other side of that? How do we protect the public as we're trying to help these folks?
So the other side of that is obviously there are dangerous people that are in our society, and that's why we have the jail and the maximum penalty in the Reno Municipal Court for a misdemeanor is 6 months in the county jail and a fine of up to $1,000.
And so if they don't successfully complete the programs, if they stop going to counseling, that sort of thing, that's plan B. Is
correct.
That right? Okay.
They're revoked out of the program and they serve their jail sentence. And we do typically suspend the maximum sentence over their head in order to incentivize them to perform. So, and the other thing, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
The other thing that we do is we have a very good screening program. We have a case manager that meets individually. We have a drug and alcohol evaluator. And then we also have a psychologist that meets with each of these people to make a determination as to whether they would be a good fit, whether they're ready for treatment, and whether they would be safe in the community.
So what types of, you mentioned a drug court, what types of specialty courts does the Reno Municipal Court have?
So I'm proud to say that the Municipal Court has four departments, and each of those departments has their own specialty court. Department 1 has a court called Fresh Start, which is basically around drugs and alcohol addiction in and of itself. Department 2 has the Veterans Court, and they work with the VA. They have great funding and tie-in with the Veterans Administration, so they work exclusively with veterans. Department 3, which is the department I'm working in, we work with co-occurring disorders. It's a mouthful, but what it really means is people that have the dual diagnosis of mental health and substance abuse issues. And then Department 4 has what we call community court, and they work with the people that are the unhoused population. It's a very innovative new court where they actually meet at the Reno Library rather than meeting in the courthouse. And what they try to do is to connect the unhoused population with services such as Medicaid, with Social Security, to help them get their IDs, to help them basically integrate themselves back into society and get them to where they're not living on the streets, because nobody wants to have homeless encampments down by the river, and the hope is that we're working to eradicate those problems.
Well, and tell us a little bit about your experience with specialty courts. Is it limited just to this time that you've been pro temming?
No, I was able to start in 2008. I was a public defender, and I was the original public defender in the felony DUI court, where we dealt with offenders that were facing prison time for DUIs. And so I've worked in all of the specialty courts in the district court as a public defender, being DUI court, drug court, mental health court, veterans court, prison reentry court. And then as the prosecutor at the Reno City Attorney's Office, I was the prosecutor in the Fresh Start Court. So I have experience from the defense perspective, from the prosecution perspective, and now wonderfully I've been able to sit in as a judge and be able to take that experience and help these people through their hard times, but to also hold them accountable for their actions.
And your experience, those programs work for people?
Absolutely. The statistics show on an overall national basis that it reduces recidivism between 25% and 30% of over a 5-year period after somebody has successfully completed the program. But I can talk to you anecdotally about all the wonderful people that individually I have seen change their lives, and that those changes have become a long-term thing.
Well, and having been a prosecutor and a defense attorney myself, I'm a big believer in specialty courts. I'm glad you have the opportunity to educate the general public about it. So in the few seconds we have left, if you could just tell us where can people go to learn more about you and your race for judge for a municipal court.
All right, well, thank you very much, Oren. Again, my name is Justin Champagne. I'm running for Reno Municipal Court Department 3. I do have a website. It is at votechampagne.com. I also am working the streets. I'm going out and knocking door to door, so hopefully I will see you in your neighborhood. I am dropping literature, and I will be putting out a mailer, so hopefully people will be able to see my information. But please, you can go to my website to find more about me, my family. I'm a native Nevadan, and I love Reno, and that's why I'm running for court.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much, Justin. We appreciate it, and we'll be right back.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Thank you for joining us on Nevada Newsmakers. This has been Oren Johnson filling in for Sam Shad. You can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on NevadaNewsmakers.com, where every show since 2005 has been archived on that website. I hope to see you then. Thank you for joining us.